Okay, I have an email that gives me your, you know, spelling your name and all that, and a very, very brief background. But basically, you know, this is a local paper, so I really need the local angle. And I, it says that you went to Eldred High School and that you are a, you used to be a Highland Lake resident.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still a resident in Sullivan County?
No, ma'am, because I'm in the military. So, I mean, my my address of residency is still the local Sullivan County area, but as a Marine, I travel all over, so no, ma'am.
Okay, so still a local Highland Lake? Or...
Yes, and that is still a residency that I'm registered for, but I just...
Oh, yeah, I understand. I understand. You know, it's just a, you know, no big deal. So can you... How old are you now?
I'm 28, ma'am.
Okay, so you graduated from the school in, what, 10 years ago?
2003.
Okay, now, how long have you been in the military?
For the Marine Corps, it'll be 9 years in April, but I am prior service Air Force. So I've been in the military in and out since 2003, but it'll be nine to the Marines in April.
Military since. So you went straight from school and then the Marine Corps, so 8 years. Or, did you say eight or nine? Sorry.
It'll be nine in April for the Marines.
Nine in April.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you were you recruited from school or how did you decide to join?
Originally, an Air Force recruiter had come to the high school, came to Eldred High School, and had talked to me there at one of the college fairs that the school had. For the Air Force. And then for the Marine Corps is when I was working at the Galleria Mall. I had met my Marine Corps recruiter.
Okay, hold on. For the Marines. The Galleria Mall and met the Marine recruiter. Okay, I'm... I missed the, you know, you're in Air Force, in Marines, or what did you say?
I was in the Air Force first, ma'am, then I went to Orange County Community College, and then I went to the Marine Corps.
Air Force first. Okay, so that's when you first started with the military, you were in the Air Force?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you went to Orange Community College, Orange County Community College, and also worked at the Galleria Mall? And that's when you met your Marine recruiter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what did you study in Orange County Community College?
I studied psychology.
I'm sorry, what?
I was going to be a psychologist, like I studied psychology.
Oh, psychology. Okay, and why, you know, you left the military, or did you, like, plan to continue? You know, you were first there for a few years, and then how did that go?
You mean, why did I go from the military to college to the military, or?
Yes, the whole sequence of what happened, or what decided.
Well, when I was a senior in high school, I had never actually believed in the military. I was kind of your stereotype. So I was going to go to college. I actually applied to Hunter College in Manhattan. I did get accepted, but unfortunately, different circumstances and turn of events in my family did not make me able to go to college. That's when I actually met the Air Force recruiter at a college fair previously my senior year. He kind of called me 6 months later and asked me how my life was, and things unfortunately hadn't gone the way I thought they were going to go. So originally I had joined the Air Force. I served in the Air Force down in Texas, and then after I got out of the Air Force, I came back home. Basically, I got laid off from the Air Force, I guess is the way to put it, because they were cutting back on my job, and then I went back home.
What did you do there?
Say it again?
What did you do there? You know, they were cutting back. What was your job?
I was a crew chief on a C-5. I was basically like a mechanic on planes. I worked on F-15s, F-16s, C-130s, and C-135s. That led up to the C-5.
Can you say that those again slowly? Because I have F-16s and...
F-15s, F-16s, C-130, and C-135 but my main plane was a C-5. I was what you call a C-5 heavy crew chief.
Okay. C-5 heavy crew chief. Okay, so that sounds okay, they cut back. Did you enjoy that?
Did I enjoy the Air Force?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So they schooled you to do what you were doing. I mean, sounds pretty, I don't know, you must be skilled to do that, I would think.
I send you to what they call a tech school to learn your skill for that job.
So the military schooled you, you know, was that the military school?
For that job, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So now you're back and you're originally, did you want to study psychology in Hunter or originally or something else?
I wanted to do psychology and a minor in massage therapy was what my goals were originally.
Okay, psychology. Okay, so it seems like I'm going to get to the main point in a minute. I just want to get this background out of the way, you know, which is you talking to people. But it seems quite a shift from psychology and massage therapy to going to military and doing mechanics. And in a minute, you'll get to what you're actually doing now. But Marine Corps, I mean, that's... Can you tell me a little bit about that? I mean, why it's very different.
From what I originally wanted to what I became currently, or?
Yes, because you said you wanted to study psychology and do massage therapy, and now you ended up in a military technical field and also in Marines.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, they are quite different, but I mean, everybody, even when you're a kid, you know, you gotta think when you're five, everybody wants to be a firefighter or an astronaut. When you're in your teens, everybody wants to be a vet or a doctor. And, you know, reality is you grow up, you're what you think you want and what's actually destined for you are two different things. What I wanted and what became my current career path are different, but I'm doing very well.
Okay, what? So you, hold on, just a moment. What? Quite different. You actually said that you feel that it's your destiny. That's what I heard anyway. You said, what is your destiny? You feel it's actually a destiny?
I feel that what we believe we're destined for does not always become, like, we all think we want something, but that may not be what we're destined for later on in life. Like I said, some people think they want something and that's what they believe suits them best, but later on, a different career path may be the best thing they've ever done. Not everyone starts out where they wanted to and ends up where they wanted to.
Okay. So you are currently, are you some kind of a trainer in the Marines this story is mainly about you giving a presentation to New York educators. So is it, are you, what do you do in the Marines right now? That's my question.
Well, currently what I do right now in the Marine Corps is I'm basically what you call a recruiter. But at the same time, we educate kids as well as educating students on the Marine Corps, on, you know, the Marine Corps opportunities that are out there, on different, looking for different motivated and dedicated individuals who are mentally and morally, you know, qualified to look into the Marines. And we also express that to their teachers as well so that they kind of know who can qualify so this is possible, an opportunity for their future.
Teachers as well, opportunity. About the future. Okay, so how many educators did you give your presentation to in the Paris Island that I have the information about?
When we were down there from New York, we had 20 educators, and from Pennsylvania, there was 21. My group alone was the 20, but I did present my past and my story to all 41 of them at one point.
Were they from different areas in New York State?
Yes, ma'am. They were from all the way from up toward the Adirondacks all the way down toward the Westchester and Bronx area. So they were a wide range of all kind of like the Northeast or what we call the First District.
First District. Okay, anybody from Sullivan County? Hello? Hello?
Any teachers from Sullivan County?
Oh, anybody at all.
There were different teachers that I know of. Hold on one second. Why is the car beeping at me?
Sorry. I don't know.
It's like beeping. I couldn't make it stop. So it was driving me crazy.
Okay.
There were different teachers from Sullivan County that I know of. There were ones from Middletown High School that I know offhand. I don't know who else is in the local Sullivan County area.
Middletown is actually in Orange County, I think. But anyway, that's close enough, you know. I mean, there might have been somebody from Sullivan County.
Yeah.
Was this like a day-long or a few hours presentation?
Say that again, please, ma'am.
The presentation that you gave, how long did it last? Was it like a day or
No, what it's called an educator's workshop, ma'am, and what we did is that Monday night we met up with the instructors and the educators that were going down there. We flew down to Paris, South Carolina, Tuesday morning, and the trip lasted from Tuesday generally until Friday night, but due to the weather, it lasted through the weekend as well. So some of them got back on Friday, but majority of it lasted from, I guess you could say, Monday evening up until that Sunday.
Ah, weekend as well, through, you know, snowstorms and that, right? Oh, I didn't realize it's that long, you know. And where did you fly from? In New York?
We originally flew out of Albany, New York, ma'am. We, all the teachers from all the educators from every location, met up in Albany, and then flew down to Paris Island, South Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay, and that was like an invite that Marines gave to the schools, or how did that happen?
Different recruiters that have different what we call sectors, basically different areas where they work. We go to our schools and we basically ask any of the teachers or educators there, whether on the Board of Education, the guidance, the principal, or a regular actual teacher in the classroom, if they have any interest to actually go down to Paris Island and learn what the Marine Corps has to offer education-wise, and shows how we, you know, instill different diversity and different discipline and different ways for these young men and women to have different opportunities to advance themselves. And so we address that to the teachers as an opportunity that they can do to also educate their students further in the classroom.
Okay. All right. So you reached out and then people sign up and then you take them to Paris Island. How do you think the educators responded to the workshop? Any kind of feedback you got from them, or impressions, or follow-up?
Yes, ma'am. A lot of them were very, you know, they didn't know much about the Marine Corps prior, but they all, like, the feedback that we got was that they enjoyed it greatly. They learned a lot of different things. They learned how we install, like, different discipline and different honor and courage and commitment to the things that we do. Marines are very adamant about following those three rules, and they learned and got to feel what it was like to pretty much be kind of like in a recruit situation in a boot camp environment, where they actually had drill instructors telling them what to do and teaching them accountability and having them learn all that process to show what we're truly about. Whereas educators, they can look at it and not think that the Marine Corps is a symbol of anything negative, but more that there's more behind us than they knew previously.
Really behind this, more to us than they knew. You see, usually I tape my, when I have interviews with people face-to-face, and now I can't, I'm not set up to record this. That's why it takes a while, because I have to write everything down. So if you hold on a moment. Okay.
Okay, ma'am. No problem.
You said you have three things. What was that? It was the honor. What did you say?
Honor, courage, and commitment, ma'am.
Courage, commitment. Yes, because, you know, my impression, or what I know about Marines, which is not much, is that it's a very, very, it's elite troops, but it's very tough, you know. You have to be very, dedicated, tough. I mean, would you agree with that?
I would say that, yes, ma'am, it is mentally and physically demanding at times, but so are a lot of other things in life, too. It just takes a different kind of person to follow through with this, I guess you'd say, it's a lifestyle. It's not just something we temporarily do. It's something you actually, you know, you become a Marine. You know, they always say once a Marine, always a Marine. It never leaves you. It's something that will be ingrained in you from the day that you start till the day that you no longer exist, pretty much.
Marine, always a Marine. Wow. That sounds a little bit, you know, my reaction first was like almost like scary, you know, once a Marine, all, and you don't, you did you say that you don't exist anymore? Is that what you said?
No. I said now that you don't exist, no, ma'am. But I mean to say,
okay, I'm glad I clarified, because it's like now you're a Marine and nothing else anymore. No, that's like, not what you said. Yeah.
Once you become a Marine, it's like a lifestyle that you kind of take on, because a part of you that never goes away. You have,
okay,
you know, in birthday, you celebrate a new heritage. Marines know, you know, when the birthday of the Marine Corps. We know where we were established. There is truly another history to behind where a Marine comes from. So it's almost like you celebrate two parts of your life. But a Marine, what I had said was a Marine, like you never just disappear. Like you're always a Marine. From the day that you become one to literally the day that you die, you will always consider yourself a Marine, whether you do 4 years, 10 years, or do 30 and retire. It's an honor that we carry with us everywhere we go.
The day you die. Hold on. It's an honor. Carry with us still. Okay, you said something there that I was wondering, how long do you serve? Can you choose to, I mean, you tell me, how does it work? You choose how long you want to serve or what?
Every contract is at a minimum of 4 years, depending what we call an MOS is your job. Whatever job contract you sign on for can change. In the Marine Corps, I am a correction specialist. So when I first signed on for my contract in the Marines, it was actually a 5-year contract. So yes, you know, depending on what job it is you have and how long the school is for that job, that's how it can determine your contract here or there. But after you serve that 5, you can opt to get out if you chose to. Or after you serve that 4, you can opt to get out if you choose to.
Get out if you choose to. Okay. All right. So it's. I actually looked at the website here a bit when I was waiting for your call, you know, just to understand a bit more. So, you know, I saw about the code, you know, or the heritage is stressed a lot and how you know, the qualities, moral, all the qualities that are required of a Marine. I mean, it's impressive. Now, can you tell me how many women there are who are Marines, or how many men? Do you know the statistics?
Honestly, ma'am, I don't. What I do know is that I know that 7% of the U.S. is military. I know that less than 1% are actually Marines. So if you take the numbers and drop it down towards females even being a smaller count in the Marine Corps, I know it falls somewhere in that category, but honestly, I don't know. I just know that less than 1% of the U.S. are actually Marines. So us being...
Okay, let me ask you, you personally, you know, you work there. Do you see a lot of women around you who are Marines or know a lot of women Marines? Just as a rough idea for me.
Yes, ma'am, because all female Marines, we all go to boot camp together. It's not a co-ed military branch. When we go to boot camp, the females are actually separated from the males. There's no distraction. So, I mean, I trained with over 50 different females.
Okay.
And then throughout your career, you know, you go different places. You do work with women other places. You do see them other places. Definitely not in the same count that you'll see a male, but... I mean, I do know other female Marines that I do associate with because we are a smaller, tighter group, I guess you can say.
So do you actually, have you been in combat? You've been in actual combat situations?
I have had different missions, ma'am, but if you're talking for Iraq or Afghanistan, the answer is no, I have not been to either one of those places. But I have done different in-state missions.
Iraq. Different in state commissions. Okay. Okay. Did you find the training hard? You know, I mean, were you like in big into physical education at school and all that?
Yes, ma'am. When I went to Eldred, I was on soccer. I was on track. I was on the cheerleading team. Like, I was MVP. I was all-star athlete for my senior graduating class. So I was already in good athletic shape. With the military in itself, it's more like it's a mental test because you're taken away. You're not in your home. You're not in your regular environment. And it's not like you can go home each night and the day's ended. I mean, when you go to boot camp, you're there for a solid 13 weeks where you're basically learning and transforming yourself into a better person.
And go home, learning, and transforming yourself to a better person. Okay, you say you were in soccer, track, and then there was a third one you said. What was that?
I was on soccer, track, and I was also a cheerleader, ma'am.
Oh, cheerleader. Was, you know, this is not so long ago, was Mr. Scholling and Mr. Cruz, were they there as coaches?
Yes, ma'am, they were both my coaches. They were very great men.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Scholling just retired last year, but he's still there with, like, assistant, but not the head coach anymore. My daughter was on track, and she plays soccer, but, you know, I don't know. Just an aside, I do know the school quite well and the people who work there.
Yes, ma'am. No, I still talk to Mr. Cruz and Mr. Scholling. I've kept in touch
you do?
With them. Yes, ma'am.
I know they keep in touch with all their... you know, all the athletes. That's what I've heard.
They were great.
Yep.
They
Go
were
ahead.
Great training me.
They were great. Okay. Do they call you or?
Me and Mr. Scholling, we've talked to each other on the phone, and I've also visited the school since I've graduated. So I've seen them. Me and Mr. Cruz, it's more like we can kind of chat through Facebook sometimes.
Right, he's on Facebook, Mr. Cruz isn't. I mean, Mr. Scholling isn't. I know because
yes.
I keep in touch because
yes.
of my daughter. Also, I do reporting on all the events there, a lot of it, the events, I should say. Okay, so you already had that physicality there, and I'm sure the interest in psychology also is, you know, what you're describing is like a mental discipline that you're learning there. I mean, anyway, just thinking about here what you originally had thought you
yes.
were going to do. Now, can I just ask, I think I'm kind of done here, except, are you married?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay. Do you have any photos you could send to me by email of yourself?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
You know, like yourself, definitely, but also if there's anything or those teaching situations.
Yes, ma'am. No, I can work on getting some of those together for you. That'd be no problem, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a pen to take my email?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. It's my first name, A-N-Y-A, Anya.
Okay.
Dot Tika, that's T for Tom, I-K, a second K-A, Tika.
T-I-K-K-A?
Yes, the first letter is T like Tom.
And I is in India?
Yes, it's a Finnish name. I'm from Finland. Yeah, T-I-K-K-A, two Ks.
Okay, yes, so Tango, India, Kilo, Kilo, Alpha. Yes, ma'am.
That's it. I'm from Finland originally. It's a Finnish.
Oh, no, I was using phonetic alphabet. It's a phonetic, it's a military thing.
I know. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
But it's at gmail.com. Gmail?
At Gmail, yes, ma'am.
Right. So if you can, you know, as high resolution as possible, you know, because otherwise the editor doesn't like it, you know. they want good resolution photos in a story.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that would be great. I think, okay, just a little bit of your personal, a little bit more. Do you have sisters and brothers?
I do have two brothers, but... their mother doesn't want them to know about my existence.
They don't?
No, their mother doesn't want them to know that I exist.
Why?
Because that's her belief, I guess. My mother and my biological father were kind of like high school sweethearts, and they were not married. So when he actually got older and married someone else in life, She does not accept me. So she doesn't want them to know I exist.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm a little bit confused. When you grew up here, you had a mom and dad, but...
I had my mother. I just had my mother.
Okay, just... But no father. Because your father, they didn't get married.
My father wasn't consistent. His family didn't approve of my mother and him dating. So he was a part of my life for a little bit, but then his family didn't approve of him being a part of it.
Okay, so then your biological father married somebody else eventually?
Yes, ma'am.
There's those two brothers from that marriage?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you ever know them?
My brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed. I know their names are James and Colin, but their mother doesn't want me to have any contact with them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I one day I will. One day I plan on finding them and kind of letting them know about me, but they're both younger right now.
Is this because your why exactly doesn't she want you to have any contact with them?
She won't really speak to me. She wrote me a letter once and just basically told me, like, you know, that based on her religion, I am not really, I don't want to say her religion, I guess it's based off of her beliefs, I'm not a true product of them. Like, because I'm not so
blood. I'm sorry. This is terrible. That is terrible. I'm sorry.
One day I plan on being a ma'am and kind of, one day I will know my brothers. But right now they're both younger, so it's kind of hard because she does have rights over them when they are minors.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know,
want me to put this in a paper or in a story, or would you rather keep it out? It's up to you.
I don't mind, ma'am. I'm not going to hide because, like I said, one day I will find my brothers. I'd rather them know everything. I will not hide anything from them.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And now about your father. Does he keep in touch with you?
My biological father, unfortunately, died in a car accident when I was 20.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I think that makes it even harder, you know, if you're... You have those brothers there, but you know, what about your mother? Is your mother still with you?
My mother is still with me. She actually got married to my stepfather when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother and my stepfather, yes, are still around.
Mm-hmm. Are they in Sullivan County or no?
Yes, ma'am. They still live in Highland Lake.
And how's your relationship with your stepfather and your mother?
It is good.
Good relationship. They didn't have any more children.
No, ma'am. I'm the only one.
Okay. Okay, that's quite a story. Oh my God. No, about your dad and those brothers. I feel sad for you. But anyway, you know, you're doing well. You know, and you one day you'll find them, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am. It just made me, you know, I grew up, you know, a little tougher than most, but it made me stronger and made me who I am today, so I can't hold negative will towards it. I just have to figure out that it made me who I am, and I'm doing pretty good, so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what they say often. It's those harder experiences or unusual circumstances that actually make a lot of people stand out somehow in life or do something that they wouldn't do otherwise, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm really happy. You know, you just said it. You're happy and, you know,
Well, I've enlisted kids of all different circumstances. As a recruiter, I've enlisted kids who were completely, you know, they had mom and dad and they were in a good living situation. I've had kids that were in an okay living situation. I've enlisted kids who were in a bad situation. I mean,
right.
Anybody, some people have different callings as to why. So,
yeah, right. Right. There's just all kinds of people who do, you know, people have.
Yes, ma'am.
Different. Okay, I think I kind of have this in here. Last thing. You know, you about this the workshop to educators. once they leave, I guess you keep in touch with them and see what's going on and maybe go to schools, or do you?
Yes, ma'am. No, we're always available for them, whether we come to the schools and talk to them and the students, whether they ask us questions down the line in regards to more about the Marine Corps or the possibility of different kids joining. We're always there for consultation whenever, either in person or via, you know, some technological form to actually ask us further questions or to let us know more, or if they want to know more about what's out there for future Marines.
So I guess they talk to their students about the Marine program. I mean, I would imagine if they come to the workshop, then they got to spread the word, right?
Well, it's more like, you know, when you go to, when someone goes to visit a college, they get to visit the campus and see it. Well, for the Marine Corps, you don't get just to go visit boot camp to try it out and see what your thoughts are as an individual looking to join. So we take the teachers down there to kind of have another insight or another voice of options for these, you know, young individuals these days.
Okay. A college, that's a good analogy. Visiting a college site available. Okay, I think I have it actually finally here now. I've said it several times, but unless there's something you want to add?
Just, you know, I'm thankful to my family and friends for supporting me thus far in my life.
Family and friends for supporting me. Did you say throughout your life or?
Throughout my life, yes, ma'am.
Throughout my life. Okay, great. All right, well, thank you. It's been nice talking to you.